3-year cycles. The 1 year is the halacha of dalid minim. 1 year is the halacha of sitting in the sukkah. 1 year is the halacha of building the sukkah. So this year is building the sukkah. I haven't done that. Recently. So just start with the controversial thing, and we'll go back to the regular stuff. Okay. First one is sukkah mats. That's the first issue. So the issue with which there is to be concerned about is the two possibilities. The more it talks about already, a concept that the sukkah mats were a problem because they're made for yeshiva. So something which is made for yeshiva, so is makabel tuma. Anything which is makabel tuma is not kosher for sikhuch. That's posel under the raisa level. So the more it differentiates if it's made for yeshiva or not. Most of the mats which we're dealing with nowadays are made specifically for this purpose. And since they're made specifically for this purpose, so we're going to assume that they are not made for yeshiva, and that would solve that problem.
What's a sukkah mat?
Sukkah mat is the bamboo mat they use for the schach on top. Okay, I'm sorry. That's a basic question I should have answered. Yes. Okay. Now there is a problem, which is a question which was raised, that so some of them are made in China. Well, like everything else in the world, right? Sure. And when the people in China, they don't, the amount which they're making to sell for schach, it's not what they're interested in. So they make it actually is used for making the slats and putting it together. They use it for the type of a window decoration. So is that a problem? So the poskim said that there's a good argument that it's not a problem, because the halacha is that be'etzim, it's something that's made to be go on a window, is not makabel tuma. The Mor only says that it's makabel tuma. Mish actually says it's makabel tuma because sometimes the shamish would go and wrap himself up in it to warm himself up. So he would use it for the purpose of something else other than for the window hangings. So it was a problem. We don't have that nowadays. It's, you know, they were doing it more like a softer type of a thing. A vilum could wrap around, so that would be a problem. But this is not this the way they make it. It's not a problem. So that's that. The second question is, which comes up with the bamboo mats, is what ties them together. So what's the issue? So there are two potential issues. First one is an issue called maimed. The halacha is lechatchila. We do not put schach on the sukkah in a way that what's holding it in place is something which could be makabel tuma. That's called being maimed b'davar makabel tuma. We're making it stand, we're making it be there, using something which is makabel tuma. So is the string which is used there, is that something which is makabel tuma? If it is, so, well, why isn't all these little pieces of falling down into the sukkah? Well, there's the string there holding it in place. That string is davar makabel tuma, so you would have a din lechatchila that maimed davar shel makabel tuma is not lechatchila. Now, bidi yavid mishabur pasnas, it's kosher. So if that would be the problem, even if you tell me that it's makabel tuma, it's only din lechatchila. It's not bidi. It doesn't pass the bidi yavid. So what's the question? As Rashi learns that there's a din in the Mishnah in the Sefer Kalim called orig. Orig is woven, but Rashi learns that when you plate strings together, you take filaments and you plait it together to make a string, that has a din of orig, it's makabel tuma. So according to Rashi, the cotton thread, a little type of thread, you know, cotton thread, the hemp thread, whatever would be used over there, or even nylon thread, maybe the rabbanon, would be makabel tuma. The Mishabura does mention this shita of Rashi in Ashar Tzion. So you have at least mitzad Rashi, you have it in lechatchila that you should not use that. Now, it's interesting that Mishnah Berurah does not mention it in the Mishnah Berurah; he mentions it in the Shavuot Tzion. And there are definitely Mishnah Berurah arguing Rashi. And you're dealing with which is a psul derabanan. The din of maimed is a din derabanan, not the raisa. That which you do not use maimed lechatchila is derabanan. Like most, like Mishnah Berurah paskins, not like the Bach, but so. Adin lechatchila, the Rabbanon, Machlokes Mishornim. So, okay, you know, you can use that. You can use that, even though it has cotton thread, which is holding in a place. And it's cotton thread, according to Rashi, is Mekel Batuma. Should be Maimid, but never Mekel Batuma. So, that would be an Eitzah. Now, there's a better Eitzah. Yeah.
Does Maimid mean holding the bamboo mat together or attaching it to the sukkah?
Maimid means keeping the schach on your roof.
So the fact that the mat has a thing holding all the pieces together
theoretically wouldn't be a problem. The problem is if you wouldn't have it there, the thing is going to cave into your sukkah usually.
What if they're laid across?
So the next point is, if you set up your supports on the schach in such a way, on the supports for the schach, in such a way that even if you take away those threads, the slats would still stay there, so you're not being mimed but davar mekabel tumah at all, right? Because even without, you take those things off, it's still going to stand. So that's not called being maimed, but davar mekabel tumah.
Isn't that most sukkahs? Because there's always the wood slat, the wood beams that go across.
There are wood beams that go across, but a lot of the sukkahs, you know, that alone is not enough. You have to set it up. So Rav Heinemann and his the Star K ones, they suggest that you do it against the grain. In other words, if the slats are going this way, make sure that your balls, because if it's going with it, you know, it's going to. But the reason why they're not going all in is because that thread's holding in place. So we do it the other direction. So the other direction, even they wouldn't be there. Now, there's another issue still, because Maimed is not only beneath it, Maimed all applies on top of it. If I'm worried the wind's going to blow my thing off, and what keeps it from blowing off is Dabra Makabal Tum, it's still called Maimed. So I have my nice supports over here, right? Now, imagine if I take out all the threads now and have the supports, and the wind comes along. This stuff is very light. It's going to blow away, right? So, what's keeping it in place in the Ruch Matsuya again is the Ruch Mekabel Tumah. So, the Eitzah for that is again, is put some beams on top, so the wind will blow it away. So, what beneath you have support, on top you have support. Shalom al Yisrael. You have no problem with the Maimed Chachila. Solve all the problems. However, still not good. When Russia comes along on a tshuva. When Russia comes along and he says that in the case where you made a mat with the Makabel Tumah, the luck is the mat is Makabel Tumah. Not just the thread is Makabel Tumah, but the mat is Makabel Tumah. So according to Mersha Shita, so if you have thread which is Makabel Tumah, Rashi Shita, the whole mat would be Pasul Mikra Din, Alts Makabel Tumah. So not everybody agrees with Mersha. But also Mersha Shita, so you would have a problem. In other words, even if we solved the problem of Maimed, we didn't solve our problem because the whole mat is a problem. Right? The whole mat is a Mekabel Tumah with this. So Star K, because of that, created a mat which has a monofilament. In other words, like your fishing line, it's just one, you know, it's just one thread. So they have this mat made with just one, not regular thread, which or string, which has. It's a plate. It's plated. It has a few filaments to it. It's a monofilament. So then you have a problem with Maimed. We'll see what Maimed is in a second. Why? But you don't have a problem with Mekabel Tumah because it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the mat is kosher. Now, let's go back a step. The law of the psula Maimed with Dabra Mekabel Tumah is lav dafka Mekabel Tumah. It means anything which is possible for schach. Nylon is not kosher for schach. So I don't have a problem with it, that the mat is tamei. I still have a problem of maimin, but double, which is not possible, kosher for schach. So that, again, you'll solve the problem by putting the slats in another direction and putting the beams on top. You'll solve that problem. But to address Rav Moshe's psak that he holds that the whole mat becomes possible, it becomes mekabel tumah, that wouldn't apply if it's a monofilament. So there is out there, the Star Case certified, the schach mats have have this monofilament, and that's because of that reason. The OK has a problem with monofilaments. They have an argument why they think monofilaments is not kosher, and they have a Dafka one certified OK with regular thread. So like, either way you do it, you're definitely possible according to somebody. All right. So might as well not try, right? Okay.
I didn't know it might.
I'm sure that exists if it's monofilament.
That's a good reason.
That's monofilament. Okay, so that is.
What's the problem with monofilament?
They have a problem. I don't remember what it is. They have a problem. I mean, it's not. According to their argument, Betzim, if you're not kosher for Rashi, so this certainly not makabel tuma. So then it's something which is kosher for sichuch. So your mat is holding, being held by something which is kosher for sichuch, which is good. But amount of film, it's possible for sichuch. So you have a problem with maimed. In other words, the thread is better than the maimed. It's possible, but the thread is better than the monofilament because it's monofilament that's covered, which is possible for schach. Clearly, it's nylon, and their cotton thread is grows out of the ground. So if once you say it's not makabel tuma, it's kosher for schach, like most sheetahs. Like everything, there's most sheetahs. Okay, so fine. The second issue I want to talk about is canvas sukkahs. There are potentially two issues that you want to deal with in canvas sukkahs. One is the walls, and one is the sichuch. So let's deal with the sichuch issue, because we're talking about that already, talking about sichuch. Canvas sukkahs usually come in metal frames. So what's holding up the schach? What's holding up the schach is a metal frame. Metal is makabel tuma. So what you have a situation, you're being maimed, the schach, which so much is makabel tuma. So there's some people out there who suggest the following. There is a magen of Rome, the Shabbat Pastons like it, that says maimed is kosher. The maimed is kosher. So that which holds up the schach directly is possible, if it's makabel tuma. But that which supports that which holds up the sukkah is not a problem of maimed. The Chasid Nisha argues and says even maimed the maimed is a problem. But the Mishmur passes that maimed the maimed is kosher. Okay? So there's two ways of doing it. One way of doing it is that you take your metal frame, put a slat on top of it, and then put the schach on top of that. The argument being it's not directly on the metal, it's on the slat. Now, but the reality is the issue over here is not what it's on, this is what's holding it up. So that slat is standing in the air, it has no support of its own, it's not doing anything, it's just there to act as a hefsik between the frame and the schach. So it's not really a maimed. It's a mafsik, but it's not really a maimed. Remember, the heter is a maimed, the maimed. So something which is made there, it's actually holding up the schach in some way. It's an argument. Someone which is there just as a hefsek, not really a maimed. So I don't think that there is a diuk in Iran. I'll tell you, there's a diuk in Iran, which is that the Iran, depending on how there's two gerses in the Iran. According to one gerse, that would be a good diuk, that it's that as long as it's not directly on it, so it's okay, because this the maimed, the psul of maimed is a gzera. We say if you can use it to support the skach, we'll say support skach, zobazach, it sounds similar to me, you can do the same thing. Next thing you know, you're using someone which is possible for skach. But since we're requiring you to make a hefsik, that itself acts as a reminder that you can't use the metal. So there is an argument to say that, based on a different ways of learning up around. So if a person is doing again, remember, maimed is only possible; it's only a din lechatchila. But yeah, the sukkah is kosher. So if you walk into the sukkah and you see metal frame and you see the schach lying directly on the metal frame, it's kosher. You're allowed to use the sukkah lechatchila. But you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't set it up like that. But so we're saying over here, and that din, there's an argument that this is sufficient. Okay, so that's what to say. But there's a better way of doing it. If you go back to laying your beams across to support the schach, so what's really holding up the sukkah, the schach, is these beams that are across. It's holding up the schach. Now the metal frame is holding up those beams. So that those beams function as a maimid because they're actually holding up the schach, because the schach is sitting on that, is being supported by that. So this is a maimid, which according to Mishra would be kosher. So that would be the eitzah, how to solve the maimid, the metal frame issue, the maimid issue.
So it's okay that it's touching the metal as long as like the wood is enough to hold it up. Like it's not about it's also touching the metal.
As long as it's okay if it's touching the metal, as long as the metal really isn't what really was supporting it. Okay, I mean, obviously the metal is supporting what the beam is saying, but you know, the fact that it rolls off on the side and it touches a little bit, I know that doesn't bother me.
The metal holds up part of it, but it's not essential. Like if you took away the metal, the wood would still. If you took away the metal, the wood would still hold up the sky. And but the metal happens to be like sticking up higher or something.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
So
the other way around. That the wood metal would hold up.
So that's a problem. So that's the case. That wouldn't work. That's not called a Maimed.
If
it's wide enough, so you put the beams across, wood beams across, when you take those away, this schach's going to fall in.
If you're using like bamboo, and the bamboo is longer than the width of the sukkah,
so then it doesn't. Then I don't see an eitzah. I mean, it's kosher. It's not supposed to do it.
If you have wood slats going across, and then the schach is on top of that, and you screw those in, so they're touching metal, is that a problem?
Screw those in. What does those in mean?
I mean, you have the wall, the sukkah, which is wood,
uh-huh,
whatever. And you have a thing going across which you screw in, so that's the screw's metal. Then you have the bamboo going
right.
Across.
So the screw over there, the fact that it touches the metal is not a problem. So the screw over there is making sure the slats stay in place. That's like a maimed d'maimed. The slats, the wooden beams across are supporting the schach, and this is holding the wooden beam in place with this piece of metal. So that's a maimed d'maimed.
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. Now the other issue with the canvas sukkah is the walls. So the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch says if you have a wall, the Shulchan Aruch already talks about this idea of using cloth for the walls, and says that you shouldn't do it because it'll move with the wind, even a ruach matsuya. So it's going to move the walls, and it says even if you tie it down, sitzim might come untied, and that'll be a problem. So you shouldn't do it because it might become untied. Okay. Now, when we say moving in the ruach matsuya, so they're talking about ruach matsuya, an average wind, not a extraordinary wind. So, how much moving is considered problematic? So, this is the big issue. What's the issue? There's a Mishnas Yaakov which is talking about Hilchos Shabbos. He's talking about making your eruv, your tzuras pesach for an eruv, and he holds any movement at all passes. So, according to Mishnas Yaakov, very few eruvim out there, which are made, if you have you use telephone wires, they're not moving a ruach matsuya necessarily. They're pretty heavy, but your regular guy person makes a tzuras pesach around his backyard, so you make it sort of around your backyard. The wind, the string moves in the wind a little bit, so you have to make sure it's very tight according to the Mishnah's Yaakov, otherwise the string will move in the ruach matsuya, and that's, he holds it, any movement that's considered possible, because walls don't do that. So the Hoiskim shall sue the Mishkanus Yaakov from Hilchus Mechitza by Shabbos to Hilchus Mechitza by Sukkah. It's the same problem. So if it would have any movement at all, according to Mishkanus Yaakov, would be possible. I just want to point out that Mishkanus Yaakov, who was the Mishkanus Yaakov? Mishkanus Yaakov was considered by Baron Cutler, he was considered the greatest Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin, was the Mishkanus Yaakov. That's what the Mishkanus Yaakov was. Rav Aaron Zatzal said that the Mishkanus Yaakov was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. The Chazon Ish argues on the Mishkanus Yaakov. He's not the only one, but the Chazon Ish argues strongly on it, and he holds the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, that the fact that it moves in the wind is not possible. It doesn't pass the mechitza of the gabi tzuras pesach, and who within the gabi sukkah wall, it doesn't pass. Where would it pass? It passes if because of the wind, it's over there, but in the case of tzuras pesach, if the wind would cause it to, because of the movement, it'll go below 10 tefachim. So that, so if you make your string at 11 tefachim high off the ground, and then because of the wind, it'll start to bend in a little bit and swing down, that's a problem. Over here, the Gabi Sukkos, he says, so if the wall will lift up 3 tefachim off the ground, so that would be a problem of the same. That would be the same problem by a sukkah wall. Average case of a wall, it's not moving up 3 tefachim off the ground, so you wouldn't have that problem. Ramosha is cautious for the Mishkanus Yaakov, and he says that if it moves in the winds, it's a problem. However, Rav Moshe comes along and says that he wants to give a shear to this halacha of movement. So the Chazanish says the only problem is it lifts off the ground. So Ramosha comes along and says that Mishkas Yaakov is right, if it moves on the wind, it's a problem. It says there's a concept called lavud, whatever it is. Right? That within three tefachim, it's considered the same mob. So Ramosha holds if the wall flaps, it moves in the wind less than three tefachim, 9 inches, from the furthest this direction, the furthest that direction, so you're okay. So that's what these canvas sukkahs rely on, is that usually if you do it tight, it's not going to be moving in a ruach mitzvah, it's not going to be moving 9 inches.
Do you have three tefachim each way, or just three tefachim one way?
He says it moves 9 tefachim. I'm not sure about that. I wonder myself. I don't know which one he means. You could argue that he means here's the wall. It moves out less than 3 tefachim. It's still considered the wall didn't move. And then who then it'll go this way, right? But I think if you have some of the wall this way and some of the wall this way, if something's happened, when you might have a problem. Now there is an etzah. There is an etzah to solve this problem. If you do canvas walls, you can make a halachically, there's a concept called love. So in the Mishnah talks about an erevin. If a person puts string at intervals of less than love, we consider that as if there's a wall. So a person would go, so this argument will argue that love is at tefach is 3 inches. So a person puts a string off of on that wall, let's say the north wall of the sukkah. So he runs a string across from one end to the other end, 8 inches off the ground. Then he makes another string 8 inches above that. Right? So he keeps going up to 40 inches. Right? So all those are love, it's considered like it's a wall. The string doesn't, you know, if you do it tight, the wind's not going to make it move. It's tight. It doesn't have that same type of surface area that the wind's going to move it. So those strings will make considered a wall, which is love. Now, there is an over there in Hilchos Erevin that you need a mechitza shesi v'orim. Even though mikra din mechitza shesi or mechitza v'orim is enough, the rabbanon, you need mechitza shesi v'orim. So what you should do is to have the same thing going this way, same thing going this way. So you'd have, if you do vertical and horizontal and vertical strings, each one within lavud of each other, that counts like a wall. Now the truth is, how much do you have to do it on? You have to do it on a hechsher sukkah. Now, that's the radical truth. So hechsher sukkah, what is hechsher sukkah? It's two walls and a third wall, partially. However, there is a din by virtual walls as opposed to real walls that it could be three walls and not sufficient. You need more than that. So you should definitely have it on at least three full walls, and then you're okay.
And how high does it have to be?
Up to 40 inches. So that is the solution you would have. Make your canvas look a kosher, the kuliyama. Again, they have to be tight. The strings are tight. So therefore, there's no problem of any issue of movement in the wind, and you're good to go. So plastic ties are not makabel tumah, which is not from the ground, so they are possible for schach. So if without them, the schach would fly off. So you're being maimed with something which is not kosher for schach, and that's the din of maimed, which is not din of chatila. If they're staying there anyway in a ruach, in a regular wind they'd stay there. You just want to have the extra protection for case of ruach she'enem mitzuyah. It doesn't make a difference, but that's fine. So if you have a few beams going across the top, so unless you're having major winds, it's not going anywhere. So you can put the plastic ties on it. Okay. One issue I want to point out to you, everybody knows that you can't make your sukkah under a tree. What do we have the sukkah? You go outside, you check it, and it's a nice windless day, and you check, and then you check with your laser or whatever, and there's no tree branches over the sukkah. Well, you sit down on the first day of sukkah, you'll notice it's a windy day, and there's all these branches keep flying over the top of your sukkah. That's not a problem. That's the mission oilist. That if it moves in the wind, but it's not there in a permanent basis, that's not considered an oil, which would have a din. That's considered it's over. That's just even on top of the schach. Chazal came along and they made a list of things which with some midaraisa, what do you need for schach? It's something which grows on the ground. It's not a kabel tuma, and it's not attached to the ground. Something which is was makabel tuma at one point in time, right now it's not makabel tuma, cannot be used midrabanan. Even though right now it's broken, it's not makabel tuma anymore, but it was makabel tuma at one point in time, it can't be used. So you find some wood, you know, came from a chair, came from a ladder, something of that sort, you might have a problem with it. You can't put it on top of the stock to hold it down. It has to be bona fide beams. Mirabonon, Chazal came along and made a slew of things that they said you can't use for schach. So what do they say you can't use for schach? So we said something which is, it was right in Makabal to one point in time, or it's going to be in the future. Chazal made something called Xeris Tikra. Xeris Tikra is beams which are four tefachim wide. So it's, you're dealing with the Rabbanan, maybe you can make a tefach is 4 inches, up to 16 inches wide. If you prefer the Chachila, 12 inches wide, don't use beams which are 12 inches wide. The halacha is you can't use those beams, even if you put them on their side. So you're not making a roof. Tikra was a roof, and these are types of wood that they would use to make roofs that wide. So if it's not tefachim wide, you cannot use that, excuse me, for your schach. The Chazal said something which is not nicker, that it was geduli oritz, geduli karka. So the case over there was flax, which you processed, it's totally processed, it's not nicker, that it doesn't look anything like the filament which you get out of the flax plant. So that linen, so that would not be kosher, even though it's geduli oritz, it's not makabel tuma. It's a problem. The halacha is, midaraisa, if you put something on the sukkah, not l'shem sichuch. You want to put, for example, the case that you put something up there to dry. So, oh, yeah, the sukkah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll use it for schach. So that's not kosher. So they said you can't be mesachech b'chavila with a bundle of wood, something which is made, a bundle of twigs, which they would normally dry them because they would use them for firewood, so they want to dry them. You can't put a bundle up there and use it for schach. Gzera, you might put it up there, not l'shem schach, and then leave it there, and you pass all tassel l'menos. So then one of the questions is, so what's the definition of a bundle? 25 pieces of wood is considered a bundle. The bamboo mats have more than 25 pieces in them. Right? So is there any problem with that? So that they say that's not, you know, that wasn't made for this type of purpose. There's no gzera, you might come to dry them. They're not your regular bundle of wood that, you know, goes into this gzera. If you want to use, let's say they use, you want to, you know, go back to the old-fashioned way, and you get your take some, cut up some branches from some trees with some leaves on them, and put it on top of your schach. Great idea. It's only one problem. The halacha is the schach has to be tzeltzim merubah. It has to be the majority. They have to create a majority of shade. And the halacha is if the leaves over here are such that A, two possible problems. Number one is they might dry. They're going to dry out. You sit on the top of your schach for 7 days. By the seventh day, they're going to dry out. If they're going to dry out and drop it off or fly off the leaves, so you end up with, you don't have a sukkah which has tzeltzim merubah. The halacha is it's possible from day one. It has to be roy via schach for 7 days. So I can't use such branches with leaves there that it might end up with not enough schach. Number two, Chazal said, if you have something which the nature is that the leaves are going to fall in, so I'm sitting in my sukkah, you know, drawing my meal and having leaves drop into my soup every minute, you know, so pine leaves, whatever. So Chazal said, you can't use such a thing which the nature is to drop in because you end up not enjoying your sukkah, and you're going to walk out of your sukkah. That, so the Chazal said, you can't use olam anoshim if you have a type of thing where the leaves fall off and drop into your food, so you can't use that for schach. Chazal said, if you have something which has a bad smell, similarly the same type of idea, something which has a bad smell, so the same problem, the guy says, I can't take this, and he's going to walk out of the sukkah, so you can't use that for schach, derbonim. The poskim say that the Xeris Tikra, we say the shear of the Xeris Tikra in the Gemara is Rochav Dalet. But anything which would become a derech in the place we are to use in construction to make roofs should not be used in sichuch, because that all goes into this gzeirah tikra, something which would be normally used. So the very thin slab, again for sichuch, you want to use the support beam for yourself. You want to use it for the sichuch. So I can't go to Home Depot and buy 2x4s and say I regret it. Let's make my it's not 12 inches wide, right? Two by four is 3 inches wide, right? That's why it's called 2x4. It's 1.5 by 3 inches, right? So nice if you get some nice straight ones, you can put a cross and pretty much block out most of the rain. Put a little bit of skach on top, and wow, very little rain's going to come in. But those things are made for use in construction. So you shouldn't be using them. You can use them for support, but you shouldn't be using them as actual schach. So the question came up, can you make a sukkah with slats? Take little slats of wood and use it to make the bamboo thing nobody's using for construction. And the same thing's answered with these type of the thin slats, which your tomato steaks type of a width that you use, and that about that size, nobody's using that for building anything, so those would be mikra din would be kosher. Even a 1x4, I wouldn't.
How specific would be for construction, like it's rounded or something, that, or it's in a weird shape that it wouldn't be very good construction. If it's solid, there's just kind of because it's not like a square, it's like.
Well, theoretically, okay. Okay. When you make the sichuch, so shulchan aruch's lashon is that it should be the derech sichuch is lius kal kneishayir mimeno kechavim hagadalim. It should be light enough that you could see the big stars. And the chatkila, you should make it thin enough that you could see the kechavim hanirim rak belayla. So the halacha talks about three types of stars: kechavim gedalim, kechavim beinim, and kechavim ketanim. Kechavim gedalim can be seen at the end of the day, right? The sun, when it's still daytime, the sun is already setting. So those stars are considered kechavim gedalim, and those have gabi hilchos Shabbos, those type of things. They have zero naftamina in halacha in regards to manim. So the Shulchan Aruch says that at least those should be, it should be at least be able to see those type of stars. Now we have a problem. We have a simple problem is that we live in a world we don't see any stars. Come on, you go back into the world of, go out into the deep forest away from the city, and there's no light pollution. And you see thousands of stars. It's just big stars, medium stars, little stars. We see like five stars. Light pollution. But theoretically, basically the stars we're seeing are kechavim gedalim, because the beinim and ketanim are really blocked out by the light for the most part. But the chatkila, the Mishnah Berurah says you should do it that even the kechavim which only can be seen by nighttime, which would be able to be seen through. That's the chatkila you're supposed to make it. You're supposed to make it that it is, you see the outside. If it's thicker, where you don't see the stars, Allah has b'di evidence kosher. And possibly even mutal chachil to do that if you want. Why? Because even by daytime, the ma'aseh, you do see something out of it. It's not totally closed out. If it's so thick that the rain will not come in, now they have to define that rain not coming in. I mean, rain comes through everything. Just question how long it takes, right? It rains. The rain sits. I mean, a little light sprinkle obviously doesn't come through, but a thicker, a heavy rain, a regular rain. It'll trickle through eventually. It might take a day or two, but it'll trickle through. It means that it comes through pretty much right away. And that's because there's a Rabbein on Tom which says that if it gets too thick, that's like a bias already. That's not a sukkah anymore. So I have a great idea. I'm going to make my skach so thick, 10-inch layer of, these things over there. So it's no rains that come in. I can stay my sukkah all the time. Well, that's very nice. But according to Rabbein on Tom, it's also that's like Zera's bias. Goes into being having a look of a bias. The actual schach itself, you should not tie down. Should be considered a sichuch haroi. You shouldn't tie them down or nail them down into the schach. It has to be tzeltzim merubim. So the law of tzeltzim merubim means that the majority has to be with shape. Now, the Gemara says that if you have tzeltzim merubim on top, the nature of light that is that it diffuses. So if they're even on top, you'll have majority of chamsa on the bottom. And if there was a majority of tzeil on top, you'll have at least half and half on the bottom. And that's kosher. Tzeltzim merubim is kosher. However, the question which comes up and the place I'm talking about is if you use rounded schach. If you use flat schach, so when you look up in the maisa, because it's round, it lets wind, light come through the sides, etc. So that doesn't affect this halacha. So even though you end up in a situation where you have a lot of light down below, because it's rounded as opposed to flat, it lets the light sort of curve around it and come in. That doesn't affect the kasha. So as long as it's tzeltzim merubim on top, it's kasha. If you have an airspace when you're making the sichuch, and you have an airspace. So airspace is negayah in two places. I'm going to stop. I'm going to go back a step. If you have posel dikas sichuch, so the law says schach posel only posels if it's four tefachim wide. And your average sukkah, I'm not talking about sukkah katana, which is seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Nobody's making a sukkah katana by seven tefachim. But your regular sukkah, your sukkah is more than 28 inches, I'm assuming, long and wide, right? Average schach. So sukkah, we're not dealing with that. Schach posel makes it to the sukkah posel. If you would have a strip running down the middle of your sukkah, which is four tefachim wide of schach posel, it's a problem. That's posel. You can't sit under it. It would be masik your sukkah. So now you look at the two separate sukkahs. So if this has a shear sukkah and this has a shear sukkah, fine. So you can sit here. You can sit here. If one of them doesn't have, that's going to be posel totally, because you can't be mitzar the two sides. However, schach posel minatzad is not posel. So if I have, let's say for example, I have an overhang is schach posel obviously, and if I have putting schach under the overhang doesn't make it kosher. So I make my sukkah on my deck, and there's an overhang, and the overhang is 2 feet out. It's more than dal fachim, right? So, but I'm running the sukkah all the way to the wall. So that's called that. That's the din of that schach posel minatzad does not posel the sukkah, but it has to connect to a wall. There's a hefsek tin in the wall. No. There's something called defen akuma. Defen akuma means we look at this wall which bends as if it's all wall. So you have your schach coming up all the way up to the wall. Here's where the wall ends. You can't sit under it, but it doesn't posel the sukkah. So if a person would have an overhang, you have to be careful to make sure that you can't sit under there. If you're stuck using it, you can put ladies under there because Mikra didn't, they don't have to sit in the sukkah, but you can't put a man there because he has to sit in the sukkah. That is by schach posel. So schach posel has a special halacha that means atzad is kosher. Avir, that's not true. Avir posel is begimel. So if you have a strip of air, an air gap of 9 inches wide, whether it's in the side, whether it's in the middle, it's not kosher. Furthermore, if you have a place that the schach runs all the way across the whole width of the, there's an air line which runs all the way across the whole length of the sukkah, the whole width of the sukkah, that spot will not be kosher. It'll be masik the sukkah. So you can't sit under it, and it's So what's the eitzah? So that's very common. You lay bamboo, right? So between the bamboo, sometimes you'll have an air strip which runs only from one end of the sukkah to the other. So the solution is very simple: go on top and put one beam going in the other direction. So none of the air spaces will run the whole length, width of the sukkah because there's this beam going across the other direction. we should be aware that you should do that, because otherwise you have a problem with that air running down the middle of the sukkah, would be a problem.
Even if it's tiny.
As long as it's full from one end to the other, it's a problem.
If there's the wire that they use to connect each thing, does that sort of help stick? It's just like, it's got to be connected, that's how it's holding things together.
Yeah, there would be a hefsek. I think so.
Even though you look up and it seems as if it's like a line.
I mean, if it's taka blocking it, it's blocking it. But the simple eights is just run a beam the other direction. You know, put it one way for it, two way for it on top. Across. What? The Lashon there is mashi, it might even be possible to have it. There's a Chazanish which clears a shayla, or as I told you, it goes across Ruba. Since the Shir Sukkah is Zayin Tvachim, maybe if it goes that long, it would be a problem also, according to the Chazanish. That's the Chumra of the Chazanish. Okay? Now, you put up your noy. Noy is usually, you know, plastic, whatever it is. It's something which is not coming to the stock. So, how do I deal with the fact that I have this noy hanging down? And this noy is not kosher for schach. Does that act as a problem? Can I sit under the noy? What's the status of the noy? So the noy is there to make to be beautify the schach, the sukkah, the schach. So it's considered tuffel to the schach. So since it's considered tuffel to the schach, it's bottle to the schach, assuming two conditions. Either it's not 4x4, because that's mamash, a full share of schach puzzle. Or even if it is 4x4, it's within 4 tefachim of the schach, it's bolted to the schach. Our meaning is not, it's better not to make, it's better to put all of your noy with tefdal, this way you won't have this problem. It's the only thing that they suggest, don't put tefdal, because they didn't have electric lights. They would have a chandelier, you know, with candles. Don't put your candles, they suggest, put it right near the schach, because that's not a probably good idea. Right? We can see why that's not such a good idea. Everything else they suggest you should put closer to the schach, so it's within the alef tefachim of the schach, it's bolted to the schach. So now this creates an interesting idea. So we say that someone is there to mishamish the schach, is bolted to the schach. So something which some people have that they have this tarp thing which is there to protect the schach shouldn't get wet. So there is a sheet in halacha that two sheet that had a limit for Gemara that argues if you have that on top of the schach is still kosher. So theoretically, I have a situation where I have zero schach seeing open up to the air, because I have this plastic tarp going across the whole sukkah right now. It's raining outside. According to that shita, it's kosher. It's bolted to the. It's tuffled to the schach, and it's bolted as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the schach. So according to that shita, the mishmar says you can't make a bracha. But it'll come out if you have that covering on your sukkah. Even if it's raining, there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, because according to one shita, you're at the mitzvah the rights of sitting in the sukkah, right? By having this tarp across the top of the sukkah. So if you have that option, and you have the type of covering, it's within 3 tefachim of the schach on top. There's not a gap between that and the schach. It'll be tough to the schach. Now the truth is, you want to have it like that anyway. Because you want to be able to put it down and take it off on Yom Tov. If there's a gap of 3 tefachim between the covering and the schach, that's considered an oil, and you can't put it down on sukkahs. You can't on Yom Tov. You can't take it off on Yom Tov. So if you want to have a covering which you'd be able to use on Yom Tov, you want to anyway put it within 3 tefachim of your schach. So that being said, once it's down, you can sit there when it's raining. I want to actually see my Rebbe do this. I came into his sukkah. It was raining outside. His wife says, he's in the sukkah. He says, it's raining. He says, no, he has a covering. I said, what? And he says, well, he's going that cheap over there. And okay. Makes sense.
What about like a light? Like, it's not really like for the
sukkah. So a light, usually the light most of your lights are not dalet tefachim. If it's not dal tefachim ikra, then it can be even lower than dal tefachim, and it's not a problem. The only time you need that, it should be within dal tefachim of the schach, is if the item itself is dalet by dalet. So 12 inches. Most lights are not 12 inches wide. Right? So if it would be like that, so you would say that if you put it within 12 inches of the schach, again, it's bolted to the schach. So you have two solutions how to solve the problem. You don't make a bracha if you have a covering on, because it's mechalikas, so you will not make a bracha in that situation. I'm sorry, I want to correct one thing. The case of the sadin, if it's teich dala, the sheet that holds is kosher, even if it's not there to mishamish the sach, it's there to protect you, it's still kosher. That's what a mechalikas is. Okay. I just want to mention, you should be familiar with it. There's something called the Chazon Ish Sukkah. Just want to know what it is, because the Chazon Ish held Maimed the Maimed is possible. So how would you now? Again, Maimed is only for the Chiva, but you have it, the Sukkah is kosher. Okay, so we're not talking about according to everybody, but you have it, the Sukkah is kosher. But if you're going in the din l'chatchila of making the sukkah, so there's a question which the Rishonim asked in a Gemara. The Mishnah says a case of a person made a sukkah. Oh, this is a kosher be'ilon. This is a kosher be'ilon. It's kosher, but you can't use it on yomtov because you can't be mishamish ilon on yomtov. So Rabban says gaval nevelt. I mean, so l'chara a tree is possible for skach. And when the rule is anything, when it supports the schach, when it's possible for the schach, is a problem of minor. So Rabban says the case was that it wasn't supporting the schach. The schach was freestanding. What it was supporting, it was the floor. That was the case of the tree. So he says, well, so how does it solve the problem? But the floor is supporting the schach. He says, well, it's my sakarkabal. That's the lashon of the Rambam. That's how the Ramban says. That's how the Ran says it. What's their argument? Their argument is, well, let's go back a step. If you can't support your schach with something which is not kosher for schach, as far as I know, most sukkahs stand on the ground. Now, the dirt is not kosher for schach. So what's supporting your schach? The dirt, right? That's why it's standing up, because it wouldn't be dirt there, it wouldn't be a ground there, it would fall into a hole, right? So the chari is supporting it. So teretz is, people understand that karka is karka and skach is skach. That's how the Ramban and the Ran say it. The Ritva and the Ra'os say it, well, it's maimed the maimed. Right? So that's where the din of maimed the maimed comes from, is from this Ritva and the Ra'os. But the way the Ramban and the Ran say it, it seems like it's a point of dafka, because it's a maisa karka. The Magen Avraham quotes the Ramban and he says, oh, maimed the maimed. Every ground is also maimed the maimed. There's the ground, there's the wood, and then there's the schach. So it's always, the ground is always maimed the maimed. So the Magen Avraham understood the idea of the Ramban, and the Ran is also maimed the maimed. That's not the language of the Ramban. His lashon is maisa karka b'al. So the Chazish came along and said that for maimed the maimed is also problematic, according to this understanding, according to the Ramban and the Ran. And the only case where it's okay would be with it's maisa karka. So what's the Eitzah according to the Chazanish? The Eitzah according to the Chazanish is you can make a freestanding frame, which is made out of wood, and you can use wooden dowels or something to hold together. You can make your whole sukkah out of wooden dowels. I'm sure you're good. So that's where the Chazanish came from. I have to tell you about the Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes the Ramban, Maisakarka Bahama, and he says, because it's mine for the maimed. And that's how the Magen Avraham also means that they understood that the point of the Ramban wasn't a special halacha ma'aseh karka ba'alma. It was this din of maimed the maimed. It's the same din. So it's mechalik is how to understand again. The ultimate psul the rabbanon, because it's an issur rabbanon chachilo. Right. So you want to mark around. So they have a masara from the Chazanish. Chazanish, you know, wrote this point. But he told his family that he asked not to be a farsim, that he himself is Mahmaranad, but not to be a farsim. And he himself agreed that if you have no eitzah, you could use a maimed. Because once the maimed, they had a big sukkah, and then he needed a sukkah. So he rounded the support for the schach on a roof. A roof is not kosher for schach. Yeah, but that if you have no weight, so that's called like a b'di'evan. B'di'evan, my min is kosher. So it wasn't a problem. So it's not like it's the Chazon Ish sukkah has become like one of these things with the fines between the real frum and the not so frum. I don't have one, by the way, so I'm not so frum. But the real frum, you know, Chazon Ish sukkah, right? That's one of the funny elements. Like it's like interesting where we, you know, Chazon likes to do mitzvahs properly, and the remark on that. Okay, very good. Stop it.